gracious to our Father in heaven, who gives me the opportunity to come and share what he has been putting on my heart and my mind for you, for us as men, to answer what he has called us to do in this life. Before we get started today, I just want to pray real quick for us. Heavenly Father, we just come to you today humble and honored to be your servants, to be your chosen, to be the ones that you have called us to be right now in this time and in this moment that you have created us for. Lord, we just ask that you give us the strength, the courage to lead our families, our churches, our communities, and the opportunities that you have given each one of us to lead in. Let us step into those with your confidence, not ours, with your strength, not ours, with your love and not ours. Lord, we just ask that you fill us with the Holy Spirit each and every day and each and every moment, that we can be all that you have created us to be. Lord, we thank you for the opportunities that you give. We thank you for this life that you have given us. And we thank you for the strength and belief and trust in your Son, Jesus Christ, to be who you created us to be for your glory and for our growth. And we just thank you for these opportunities. It's in Jesus' mighty and holy name we pray. Amen. All right, man. So this one's kind of a tough one. We've been talking about ownership and how we don't own anything in this world, that it's all God's and everything comes from God. And I've really been just kind of on, I'm not going to say the bubble on where this episode would go, trying to stay in, you know, in flow with the ownership model. And, you know, sometimes I think when we get too caught up in this world, we ask the question too often instead of refocusing on what Jesus has put before us. We tend to ask the question, what about me? And man, he has just really been flooding my mind with all kinds, all his words and all different directions. And I'm trying to do my best to sort through and filter through and you know, through prayer and just being attentive to what he's saying to me. You know, God created us for, like I said, this exact moment, this exact period in time. He created us so that our voices will be heard by those who need to hear it, not by anything we do, but by his direction and his guidance, that our purpose is through him, that his message of hope and salvation through his Son Jesus Christ may be heard in each one of us, whether that be vocally, whether that be actionally, whether however he has created you to be for this exact moment in time, for the exact people he has placed in your life. You know, and I truly feel when we start asking that question, what about me? I've asked it not too long ago. You know, me and a friend were talking and I was like, you know, what about me? When do I get anything out of this? When do I get anything, any benefit, any joy, any pleasure, any whatever it may be out of, you know, whether it be a relationship, marriage, job, you know, whatever, you know, and as I look at that question, what about me, you know, and as I read God's word and as I dig into his word, Jesus never ask that question. He never put himself first. He never asked, what about me? You know, he asked God to take the cup from him because he knew what was coming. But in the end, it was, your will be done, right? And I think that's the question we have to ask ourselves as men, is not what about me, right? What do I get out of this world? What you get out of this world is the opportunity to share the truth and love of Jesus Christ with other people, others that are created by the same God that has given you the opportunity to be here and be present and know him right now, to provide that hope, to provide that truth, to provide that clarification on what this world is supposed to look like through our faith and love of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You know, I was going to go a different direction. You know, God is for us. He made us for this moment, like I've said. Your pain, your struggles, your disappointment, your failures, your losses, your wins, your victories, they all belong. They were all given to you for somebody else. And when we start looking at our life through that lens, I think that answers the question, you know, what about me? What do I get out of this? Well, you know, as I review my life, you know, there's been a lot of things that God has entrusted me with, that through those things that I may have an impact on others in showing them Jesus Christ, the hope, the faith, you know, the future that he has put forth before me. Yeah, I don't have all the things in this world, the things of this world, the things, the nice cars, the nice house, the nice, I don't have all that stuff. You know what? A part of me wants it. The fleshly part of me wants it. You know, we all want to have riches. We all want to have the money, the cars, the whatever, right? But that's things of this world, things that are going to be gone. And as our pastor, one of our pastors, Randy Wade, says, somebody else is going to own your junk one day. It's going to be sitting out on the curb, or somebody's going to be selling it or whatever. Those are things that do not matter in the big picture of things. So when we're asking the question, what about me? What do I get out of this? Look at the things that have happened in your life through the filter of, what do I get to do? What has God allowed me to experience in this life? What has he shown me through the pain, the suffering, the hard times, the hardships, right? And if you start thinking with that, as I've realized, you know, I don't have all the great cars. I don't have, you know, a ton of money. I don't have anything that, but what I do have and what he has given me to answer the question, what about me and what am I getting out of this, is that I have a beautiful and loving wife who stands beside me and stands with me, more valuable than next to Jesus. That's the most valuable thing that I have. He has blessed me with four beautiful and wonderful children that by no means am I deserving to have, through the life that I've lived. Only through his grace and his love, he has provided me the opportunity to steward his blessings on my life. You know, and when we quit focusing on what we're getting out of something and what we already have in that something, we can see the grace and love of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You know, all the things that God created us for, that we were built for, that he has put in front of us because he created us for that moment, He created us. Remember that. That is key, that we are here for his purpose. Now, he gives us the choice, the ownership of the choice to choose his son, Jesus Christ, and believe that Jesus is the Son of God and that he died on the cross for the sins of the entire world. But what we get out of that when we start changing our perspective on it is that when we start looking at, instead of what about me, or if we ask that question, we see that God has the answers. You know, I have a beautiful wife, four beautiful children. We have a roof over our head. We have food in our bellies. We have the needs and things of this life. And the reason I understand now that I don't have more is because I haven't been a good steward of what he's provided me already. There's a lot of areas that I look and I'm reading God's word and I'm like, man, I got to get on it. I got to step up. I got to do some more plowing. I got to do some more preparing my fields for the rain, because God's going to bring it. And if I'm not ready, you know, I'm missing the boat. You know, what about me? What about me? What am I getting out of this? Well, I've got more grace and love and blessing than I ever deserve. You know, I shared a story about my daughter having cancer, you know, and the blessings that he worked all through that, the miracles he worked in that, and how he stood beside me and showed me that, hey, I've got this. Trust me. Believe in me. And I see those things now, right? In retrospect, I seen in the moment, each time God was holding our hand and taking us and walking us through that, I seen the beauty that came out of that from a son that was very dependent on his little sister, his twin sister, come out and be the young man that God has entrusted him to me to help build. There's a lot of work still to be done, and there's a lot of failures that I see that I missed, opportunities that I missed to really ingrain the truth and the love of Jesus Christ in his heart. But what I get out of it, I get another opportunity every day I wake up. You know, what about me? What about me in this situation do I have? What things do I have? What do I get out of it? I get out of it the joy of seeing the smile, the moments that he gives me with my wife and my children. I get out of it his truth when I'm in his word, studying his word. I get that opportunity. I am fulfilled with more than I could ever have dreamed of. By the world standards, it's not much. If you looked at my life, you wouldn't think there was anything special at all about it. But to me, it is. What do I get out of it? What has God provided for me that I deserve, which I don't, but he has blessed me? I see the blessing right now. I don't have to ask the question, what about me? What am I going to get out of it? I'm getting everything that God has for me in this moment right now. And that is the grace and love of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that he has provided me that opportunity to see that through all the things that I've went through in my life, all the struggles and all the things, you know, I wrote down a list. If you're looking at things that, you know, experiences in my life, you know, that Jesus made me strong enough to endure. You know, my mom putting a gun in my mouth. I broke my neck when I was, you know, 12 years old. I suffered through a life of watching people go through addiction. My mom with alcohol, my dad with the addiction of the world, right? I watched my mom and dad abuse each other. I've come from that broken home. I've come from that pain and not understanding why my dad beat the heck out of my mom, you know, when she was drunk and threw a right cross and gave him a black eye first. You know, all those things that I didn't understand that he gave me the strength to make through. You know, me being an adulterer because of, you know, my mom and my mistrust in women, that when she stuck that gun in my mouth that I lost, that she took away, right? And all the things that, you know, being a womanizer, player, you know, trying to only use women for physical pleasure, the things that I was, you know, I've been a liar, you know, to cover, to hide the things that I did wrong, because that's the spirit that God puts on our heart. We lie because we don't want to be found out that we, whether you admit it right now or whether you see it right now or not, the truth is we lie because we don't want others to know who we really are. But bigger than that, we think when we lie that God doesn't see or doesn't hear what we've done. You know, and he's shared with me, and I believe I've shared on here enough that he sees it all. He knows it all. I mean, he numbered the hairs on your head. The beginning to the end of your life has already been seen and played out. He knows. But we lie because we think if we lie, then he don't see it and he don't know. It's not to hurt the other people. It's just to try to hide from God. But we can't do that. You know, I've been a thief. I've been a thief of people's emotions, their love, their money, their, you know, their peace in this world that I've been the thief of. That, you know, before I accepted Jesus Christ, and even after accepting Jesus Christ, I've still been a thief in some things. You know, I've been a thief in not providing my kids the peace and security that they need in this world at times. You know, but God has given me, what about me? God has given me the vision to see that, and he's given me the time and opportunity to try to fix it. And that's so important, men, as we look at who God created us to be for this moment and for this time. When we ask that question, what about me? What about me do I need to give more of to God? What more do I need to give to God, the one who created me, so that I can be 100% what he created me to be? You know, there's been a lot of loss in my life. You know, my mother-in-law, my sister-in-law, you know, 36 hours apart, like I've shared before, they were gone. Then my grandmother, my mom, my grandmother, you know, all the loss that I've experienced in my life, it all is for me. It's all a gift for me from God. But when we're caught up in the world and the things that the world wants us to have, we don't see that those are the blessings, those are the gifts, those are the things that God had planned for us, right? Because he created us to overcome them, to endure them, to grow from them, to learn from them, and have the godly perspective that he has given each one of us in our lives. You know, like I said, it all leads to right now. It all leads to what about me makes me special? What about me makes God love me the way he loves me? Because he created you for this exact time, right? He created you when he gives you all of, like, just what the list I went through right now in my life. That list provides me the opportunity to reach a wide range of people, his people, that he has planned for me to talk to, that through my life and through my experiences, I can show them how God has led me to the moment I'm at right now. I shouldn't even be talking on this microphone. I shouldn't. I don't. I'm not a theologian. I don't know. All I know is that God has given me something. He has provided me with the ability to learn and understand through His grace and through His love and through my acceptance of His Son, Jesus Christ, and believing that He is the Son of God. He died on the cross for the sins of the world, past, present, and future. He has given me the ability to see that my value is in Him, not in me. So my what about me answer is, well, I don't know in this life, in this world that is not my home, I don't know what that is other than to be a servant of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And if He puts it on my heart and He wants me to share what He has given me in talking to Him in prayer and asking for clarification and guidance and direction and His wisdom, and He provides me with the words and the discernment to understand that when I read His word, I'm not going to say I get everything because I don't. But the things that I share with you here on this platform that He has given me to share what He has shown me with you, I can do that. And the words that He says and the truth that is behind it 100% without a doubt, you know, that is what's in it for me. Not here, but eternally. I was talking to my son last night, you know, and I was telling him, I said, you know, we're not temporary. We are eternal beings created for eternity, right? This body on this earth is temporary. It's going to be old. It's going to be broke down. It's going to be buried back in the ground one day, right? But I said, we are not created for that, and we can't look at things as just right here. We have to see the bigger picture. And the bigger picture is that we have an eternity to spend. The things that we do in this world right now are only building up our responsibilities for the kingdom of heaven. I was going to go into the parable, right, of the five talents, or the parable of the talents. You know, and how it represents when we try to take ownership of our life because we want to own it. We want to have the things of this world, right? We make it about me. And as we grow in Jesus Christ and we understand and God allows us to see more of who He is through His Son, Jesus Christ, and that our acceptance as Savior calls us to be more, not for us, and we reap the benefits of being more for God, right, and for Jesus, but it's for our eternal home, not our temporary home, right? That's what I believe. Anyway, so basically give five talents to one, two talents to another, and one talent to one, you know. And as I was just thinking about it and writing it down, it was like, you know, the one with five, he was living 100% on faith, trusting that God was going to do what He was going to do. He didn't own it, right? It wasn't about him. It wasn't about what he was going to get out of it. At the moment, all he knew was that his master said, hey, I need you to go, I'm giving you this. So he needed to do something with it, right? And maybe, you know, as we read or can imply through the story that, you know, he went and invested it. He went and made five more, right? And we understand the overall theme of what you have been given, you need to do more with, right? So it is what about you? What are you going to do with everything that God's given you? It is what about me? What about me is causing me not to step in fully to the plans that God has for my life? The lens and filter that we look at it is, oh, what about me? What am I getting out of this? What am I? That's not how Jesus operates, and that's not how we should operate. That's not how the parable of the talents operates, right? We can only be faithful with the things and opportunities that God gives us in the moments. And if we can get over ourselves and quit asking ourselves that question of what am I going to get out of this? What about me? What's the benefit for me? Well, the benefit for you, simply put, is what do you want to be doing in heaven? You know, I've made a joke on this show in previous episodes that, you know, I may be only scraping angel poop off the golden streets in heaven, but that's good enough. But is it really? Is that thing that is inside of us that causes us to want more? Is it for this world, or is it for our eternity? You know, and I'm hoping, and I'm learning, that I need to be doing more for my eternal home and future, that everything that I am working to be and to glorify Jesus Christ's name will be rewarded in heaven, not on earth. I would rather be broke than to sacrifice my eternal home. You know, like I said, I'm a sinner of all sinners as well, as each one of us are in our own mind, in our own world, in our own areas of our life. You know, we can relate to every sinner in the Bible because we are that same sinner. That's the whole point. What about me? Well, it's not about you. And we have to quit asking that question. And we should be asking the question, what can we do, not what about me? I hope that, and my prayer is that this message has made some kind of sense. I know it may not make a lot of sense to me even as I'm speaking it, but I know that it's not for me. It's for those who God has purpose for the word, is that we have to, as followers of Jesus Christ, know and understand it's not about me. It's not about what I get out of it, but how it glorifies the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And that's the perspective that I hope you've seen through this 30 minutes here this morning. I hope that really, you know, is the point, is quit asking what about me. And I have to quit asking what about me. And what do you want from me? Maybe it's the right question. What do you need from me, Jesus? What is the things that you want me to see in the life you have given me? You know, through the hardships, through the challenges, through the joy, through the happiness, through all the things that you have experienced in your individual life are meant for someone else. It's not what about me. It's what do you need from me? And you have been created exactly for the moment and for that time. So when that person comes to you that God puts for you to make an impact on, you have everything you need because your life that God has given you is to speak to that person. It's not for you. It's not about you. It's about how you can provide the hope, love, joy, and faith to the ones that your life was meant to influence, to impact for His glory and for His kingdom. And for your eternal future. Sometimes God speaks to me, and I there's so many different directions I can go. And to be honest with you, I trust God that He gives me the words that whoever needs to hear them hears them, even though it may sound like a bunch of mumbo jumbo to me, and it's all run together. I know there's a purpose in His plan, and I trust in that plan. So I truly come to you speaking from the heart on all the things that he's shown me throughout the week, or the message that he has put on my heart for whoever it may be, wherever they may be from. I am grateful again for the opportunity to sit down here. And even though I think that it sounds like a big old ramble and there's no points, I know through God's will and through his purpose that he uses my voice to get this out there, that somebody will take away what they need out of this message. And I am so humbled and grateful and thankful for that opportunity that he has given me. I love doing this. I was talking to a gentleman yesterday that listens to the show. He's been one of my biggest encouragers. Trent, appreciate it, buddy. I thank you for being God's voice and encourager and continuing to do this. Just thank you. Know that I see God in you and doing great things in you, and I thank you for just being open enough and willing enough to share that you enjoy the show. But that's why I do it, because I really do enjoy sharing the little tidbits of wisdom that God gives me with each and every one of you. It's just a humbling opportunity, and I just want to be real. I want to be honest with what God's showing me in the truth in his word, so that it can help benefit the ones that you have been created to impact their lives with and by the Holy Spirit and grace and love of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that he has placed on each and every one of you's life. And I'm just so grateful and thankful that each one of you are tuning in and listening. Like I said, I'm not promoting the show. It's on all the podcast platforms. It's whatever. If you have any value, God will put it on your heart to move it forward and to grow this as he sees fit. Nothing that I can do will change that, other than just thank you. And if there's any value that you find in it, that Jesus has spoken to you in it through me, just pass that on to somebody that might need to hear the message, because that's what it's for, to glorify Jesus Christ. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's about him and what he wants us to do. And in that in itself is enough for each one of us. So, men, remember, as you go out and do what you do this week, answer the call of men.